Blog Talk Radio. I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew, Miles DeBastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, are my co-hosts Kim and Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, an entrepreneur, a writer, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Kim's also a beautiful woman as well. She's a divorced mother of two. She will share the secrets that she's heard men utter about love, relationships, and marriage. And she's heard a lot of this from being a topless dancer in a gentleman's club. She's also a hairdresser, and I'm sure she gets her ear filled there too. Now, please feel free to call in tonight. The call-in number is 646-929-0958. Now, first of all, this is going to be a really good show. It's about Valentine's Day, and it's fast approaching, and the whole Hallmark card and everything's coming up, roses, candy hearts, and chocolate kisses things, leaves many people feeling down and out, wondering why Cupid's arrow has missed them again. But you do know that it's also called Single Awareness Day. Instead of feeling depressed and miserable, let's try to see if we can see the silver lining in flying solo this year. Join us tonight, and we're going to give you some tips on how you can bring some more love into your life on this Valentine's Day and prepare yourself to be with your soulmate the same time next year. Now, when I was mentioning to Kim, isn't this exciting, this show? We're talking about being single on Valentine's Day, and she was like, all right. And she's basically letting us know she's had a relatively strange week. And why is that with all the calls? Who's been calling you?
Oh, my gosh, Cindy, it hasn't stopped all week. A lot of former, you know, interests of mine calling me. I had actually one gentleman calling me crying.
Really?
Yeah, I felt actually
crying
very
about
terrible.
What? His marriage, his life, his finances, anything?
No, he has everything he wants in his life. And I said, well, Jim, I said, what do you want? He said, I just want to have fun again. And I said, well, Kim wants to have fun, too. I want to have fun, too. He's like, I said, you have lots of friends. He's like, yeah, but I just want to have fun with the opposite sex. So I said, oh, well, I can't help you out with that. And I said, what is it that you really want, Jim? He's like, tell you the truth, I just want love.
Wow.
And this is somebody who's been married for 17 years.
And there's not love in his marriage. I mean, I'm sure there is. It's mediocre.
Well, I said to him, well, sit down with your wife and tell her exactly what you said to me.
Wow. And fun is an important thing. That's one thing if you're single on Valentine's Day. Why can't you have fun on that day? You know, do something with your friends who are single to have fun. Because as you can see, this guy's married and he's not having very much fun. And I think that's really a hard part about life. If we take the fun out of life, boy, it's not very good. And even, you know, they know that about Japan, where they were teaching children, you know, very young to be brilliant and study hard, and the kids were jumping out windows because they hadn't taught them the joy of life. You know, without the joy of life, you know, it just feels like drudgery. So I don't know if you guys came up with any fun things that you can be doing on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Cindy, I have a tremendous imagination, but I'll let Nicole go.
Well, I'm sure the men want to hear your imaginative things.
Oh my God.
Is this an R-rated show or no? Go
it
ahead.
It is. It is for mature audiences only, so you don't really have to tone it down unless you want to.
No.
Okay, so what was the question? I just completely lost the question.
Okay. And so exciting tonight that my co-hosts are paying attention. Okay. Did you come up with any fun ideas for you and maybe Kim to do together, or you and another friend, or by yourself?
Sounds exciting already.
Are you really asking the lesbian if I came up with any good ideas for you and Kim and me to do together?
On Valentine's Day.
And then you tell me that it's not a censored show. All right. You know what? I am really at a loss with that question because chances are I'm going to be doing myself on Valentine's Day. And you know what?
That's fun.
Yes, it is. And I don't know. You know what? I'm not a really big... I've come to a conclusion about Valentine's Day. And that conclusion is basically that it's just another day. You know? Let me finish.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, so when you're, like, in love and in a relationship, every day should be Valentine's Day. Not just one day a year to say, oh, you know what, I'm going to be romantic this one day. Every day should be Valentine's Day when you're in love. You know, and when you want to really show that special somebody, you know, just how much they mean to you, you should find little ways to do that every day, not just on Valentine's
Day.
That's
true, but we can use Valentine's Day as a barometer of our life.
Okay,
in other words, if you've been with somebody for years and you don't, and this is one of the reasons why you can be happy if you're single on Valentine's Day, because you're not one of the whopping 50% of people who feel they're stuck in an unhappy relationship. Imagine being one of those 50% of people that have to go into the store and pick a card. What card are you going to give?
Heaven's
the best. You know, this relationship sucks. Happy Valentine's Day. I can't wait to get the fuck away from you. Happy Valentine's Day. Eat shit, happy Valentine's Day. I mean, really, like, think about that. There's been years when I was married where really that would have been the appropriate cards. And so think about that. You don't have to buy a Valentine's card for somebody who wants to. And it is a barometer. If you're really in a good relationship, then buying a card or making a card, you know, should become easily. But if buying a card for that supposedly someone special is a difficult task, I think you should say, if that's what's going on in your head today, you have to make a little plan in your head to say, by next year, I'm going to be with someone that I want to give that card to. Now, that could be your present mate, but that would mean you got a lot of work between now and next year. It could mean terminating.
Well, it is a week and a half away, so.
But, you know, terminating, you know, your feelings.
Well, get your gifts first. Don't terminate just yet. Get your gifts first, then terminate.
Okay. So, now, think about that. Imagine that a whopping 50% of adult population feel they're stuck in an unhappy relationship. Now, this came from a recent British study, and it showed that a whopping 59% of wives would leave their husbands immediately if they could afford to. And 51% of the male population claimed to be as unhappy as well. So you can really use this day to remind yourself how awful it felt to be in that stifling place. And, you know, there's probably no worse feeling than being in a marriage you don't know how to get out of.
Holy smokes.
So that's a reason enough to go buy yourself a Valentine's Day card.
Or a pair of shoes.
You know, maybe we should come up with a line of single awareness day cards, which can be, you know, kind of life-confirming affirmations about, you know, how great it is to be able to stand on your own two feet and not make excuses for someone's abuse. I mean, it is an amazingly, you know, wonderful feeling.
Oh,
but
unbelievable.
Now, you can also congratulate yourself that you've figured out that not all love is created equal, and you're not crying and complaining about, you know, being stuck in the old toxic love or ball and chain thing, that you really are waiting to be granted that higher love. And that's pretty much what this show is about. So if you're free, you really are in a very hopeless place. You know, what I get from a lot of my clients is that they're single and they feel hopeless. I'm like, no. You should feel hopeless if you're stuck in a marriage you can't get out of. That's pretty hopeless. But if you're single, on a dime, your life can change. You could just walk into a coffee shop or Starbucks tomorrow or just, you know, in the food store, be on the line. And, you know, your prince or princess could be standing behind you talking to you and just smile at you.
Didn't that happen to you the other day? Nicole.
You know what?
She was online and she met
there.
He was just the wrong sex.
And he was just too much of a stalker.
All right. But you know that you can be in that place where anything wonderful and magical can happen. and that you really are free to choose a higher love and one that's healthy and healing this time. So, you know, that's a really, really, really good thing. And, you know, those single men or women out there who are actually paying their own bills and, you know, able to support themselves and take care of themselves, that's a pretty amazing thing unto itself. So I think we should give ourselves a pat on the back if, you know, you're able to do that.
Yay.
Right? I mean, that's a good thing.
I think so.
And
you know, after countless conversations this week with a lot of very unhappily married people, and primarily, like you had said, the bottom line is nobody wants to leave because of the money.
Right.
And, that's the number one reason. The number two reason is the children. The number one reason is the money. But it made me very grateful to not be in that situation. It did bring me down a little bit this week, but it made me very grateful not to be in that situation.
And if anybody ever could get the privilege to go into Kim's most beautiful home, that she supports herself, that she's decorated, that's so warm and loving, anybody who walks in there feels the loving energy. And you should really be proud as a single mom that, you know, you've given your children that beautiful home. So, you know, that's an amazing accomplishment. So I think when you feel depressed, you just need to go into that home and really pat yourself on that back. So if you've made a nice home for your children or for yourself, that's a lot. I mean, when I moved into my apartment from my house when I was married, and, of course, I had beautiful 2 acres. Now I have two two-by-two little square-foot things in front.
Which is very lovely.
But when I came here, it's a place that has really felt like home. It's my home, and I'm the one who, you know, was able to afford it or whatever. And if we can make ourselves a nice home, then you're just making that space for another person or to have another home with another person, because a nice home begins with you. And if you're happy in your space, that's an important thing. A lot of people are not happy in their space. So
I know plenty of people that live in, you know, very large homes with lots of money, and they're just not happy there. It's like an outsider living. It's not a home. It's just, you know, a house.
And, Nicole, you've got new digs this year, right?
Yes, I did, and I love my space.
I love her house. How cute.
I am in love with my space.
Okay. So
I actually said to my landlord the other day, I was like, you know what? I said, I don't need another person in my life. As long as I have the house, that's going to be my love.
All right, but that's good. You have a home, and you're affording it, and you're paying for it, and it feels like home.
And it's very clean. It's
very
clean.
Or by yourself, you've made a sacred space.
Yep.
And so let's congratulate the single people out there who are living in a place, because a lot of single people, like, you know, people I know after they get a divorce or whatever, they move into these apartments. They don't hang one thing on the wall. They, you know, have a futon on the floor, and they don't do anything because they live alone, and what the hell, why should I make myself a home? You need to make yourself a home, especially if you've been divorced. That was one of the most important things, that I would have to have something that felt like a nice home. So if we get a divorce and we're separated or we're living alone, make that home really special just for yourself. It doesn't have to be making a home, you know, because you have a man in it or a lover or your children. So let's, you know, think about that. So if you're alone this year on Valentine's Day, why don't you think about buying yourself something nice for your home, or, you know, spending a little money to make it feel a little bit like home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's put that on the top of the list, that you two have wonderful homes and you're happy in them. Now, what else can you do on this Valentine's Day to make yourself feel better or heal yourself? Could you, like, treat yourself or you and a friend to the spa? Could you get, like, a facial?
I was just thinking that.
Wouldn't that be nice, a facial? How about getting yourself a massage, or, you know, just giving yourself, like, a pampering day? You know, you could go to Kim's Salon and
get some Botox.
Get some Botox. Go to Kim's Salon and get your hair done.
Yeah, come to my salon.
You can give a little plug for your salon, too, because people have been asking where you work. So, you know.
The Salon. It's a Miller Place.
Is it called The Salon?
Yeah. The Salon.
Wow.
The Miller Place.
Okay.
Friendly shopping center.
So say, you know, a lot of times when people are single, that, you know, they keep themselves single because they start getting frumpy and they're not taking care of themselves, and they don't, you know, they say, what the hell, I'm not going to meet anybody. Why don't we use this Valentine's Day to say, well, I'm going to really, you know, do something about my hair or my looks or, you know, work on something to make myself feel better about myself. So you could also treat yourself to a gym membership, you know, or, you know, something like that, something that will make you feel better about yourself. You know, you can we can give ourselves gifts. That's an important thing.
Yeah, go buy yourself a new outfit.
That's a great thing, and wear it on Valentine's
Change up
Day.
Your look, you know. Go. Kim and I actually have done this, where we just want to go shopping. We're not really going to buy anything, so we just try on a whole bunch of clothes to see what looks good.
And even if you don't have money because it's a bad economy, you know, it's a really good thing. Why don't you go through your own closet and go toward the back of it and start mixing and matching some stuff. You'd be surprised how many outfits you probably haven't worn, things you forgot you bought. And, you know, shopping through our closets is the, and if you have a friend who's your same size, why don't you just take some of the things you're not wearing or you don't want to wear and kind of switch them? You know, it doesn't have to have money, but it's being a little creative that can you, you know, do something that makes your life feel a little bit energized and exciting.
Yeah, I think Nicole goes shopping in my closet every time to
try. I do. And actually, we've actually even played dress up. The last time, Kim went way too heavy on the makeup. And I have the pictures to prove it.
You know what? It's fun to just get together with some girlfriends and do something silly, you know. It doesn't have to cost a lot. Everybody has nail polish. Everybody has makeup. Just play around and change things up and put some music on. Dance around with each other and, you know, be silly. Be young. Be fun. Life is about fun.
Well, why don't you know what? One of the things that I find amazing when I do a tarot card party, I do it for these women every year. Once a year, they're all college roommates and they get together and they rent a motel room and they all just have like a sleepover party. They, you know, the kids are, you know, with their fathers or whatever. And there's this, you know, 12 women who get together once a year and spend that night, you know, playing cards, talking, doing nails, you know, dancing, having a fun time. They do it in a hotel where there's, you know, a spa and there's, you know, a jacuzzi or whatever. You know, you could take a friend of yours just out, you know, and have a pajama party and just have, you know, like you used to do when you were a kid. Those things are really fun. So, you know, you don't have to spend it alone. You can spend it with, but you can't spend it with a negative friend. Because the woman sucks.
I was going to say that if you're all going to get together and bitch and complain, that's no fun.
No,
yeah.
So you're not allowed to bitch and complain that you don't have a man. You're actually, if you wanted to, you could, you know, sit down and write down some things you can do to help you meet a new person in your life. You know, could you sign up for a course together? Could you sign up for a dating service if that's what you're into, or matchmaking, I don't know, whatever. But could you come up with some positive plans as opposed
to... Well, I should have to do a whole show on that because I was just informed by my 11-year-old that I haven't had a date since August.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, at least it's not like my clients who, they, you know, they're 44 years old and decide they want a soulmate and want babies, but they haven't had a date in 20 years.
Yeah, no.
You know, so... I think it would be a good idea if we did a show on how some creative ways in which we could meet a mate. You know, that would be important. So now you can also take some time to write down 14 things you can do over the coming year to bring love into your life. These actions will work in conjunction with the laws of attraction to ensure that on the next February's High Holy Day of Love, you'll be celebrating in style with your newfound soulmate. So what are some of the things we can do? For instance, start telling everyone you know that you're seriously looking for a relationship. There's a lot of men and women out there that give vibrations out to the world that they're taken or that they're not interested. So you can kind of check out, you know, just ask randomly. I'm sure everyone knows that Kim and Nicole are single because I don't think they're guilty of this. But a lot of women, you know, when they actually take a survey at work or around the, you know, their neighbor. Do you think I'm in a relationship? They go, yeah, you're married. And meanwhile, the woman hasn't had a date in 20 years. So are you giving out the vibrations that you're taken or you're not interested?
Hmm.
So, and many of the people you come into contact on an everyday basis have no idea that you're not in a relationship or may think that you're not interested in being one. So let's say that again. If you're giving out those vibes, can you let people know? And you might be surprised to learn that some of these people may actually know the perfect single someone to introduce you to. So think about that. You know, if people know you're looking, they can say, oh, you know, I have this great friend. So now you can also be grateful that you're not one of these people that are so afraid to be alone that you'll be with anybody who has a pulse. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's an important thing. To stand on our own is something to congratulate ourselves on. You know, it really makes a difference. And now, do you want a relationship? Are you two girls really serious? Someone asked me in an email, come on, are these two girls really serious about a relationship? Or are they really happy to be single? So you're giving out the vibration that you're pretty happy to be single.
I'm very happy to be single. It doesn't mean I don't want a relationship. You know, eventually when I get to the point where I feel, you know, complete as a person, would I like to share that person that I am with somebody else? Absolutely. If my soulmate came knocking on my door today, would I, you know, would I seize the opportunity? Absolutely. But at the same time, though, I'm not desperately looking to be in a relationship. If I get a relationship, I will be happy with that. And if the universe decides that I have to wait a little bit longer for that one true person, then I guess I have to be happy with that too. You know, but I'm still, you know, I'm in a position in my life where, you know, I'm still learning more about myself. I'm still learning more about what I want and what I don't want. And I'm happy to be me. And, you know, people that always say, you know, oh, I'm so lonely. If you're always very, very lonely, it means that you really don't like the person that you're with. You know, so maybe that's a good time to be a little bit introspective.
And that person that you're with be yourself.
Exactly.
You're with.
You know, so maybe it's time that you pick something of yourself to try to improve and to try to address in those states and everything else. You know, I'd love a relationship. It's not my time yet. I'm waiting for the right one to come along, and you know what? When that one comes along, I'll be more than happy to seize the opportunity. But I'm not going to be miserable just because I'm not in a relationship.
And that's an important point. Now, what else? Here, I have some 10 things singles can do together to celebrate Valentine's Day. The number one thing I came up with, throw a huge singles party. Spread the word and tell each of your guests to bring along a single friend of the opposite sex. This way, everyone can have fun mingling and playing mix and match. If you're lesbians, you can bring the same sex, you know?
I was going to say, don't invite me to that party.
Okay. So, you know, could you think about inviting friends to a party? I mean, that's something to do. And or all meeting together at a restaurant to have dinner or something. You know, you can go to a restaurant on Valentine's Day with a friend. And it doesn't have to be a lover. And you can also celebrate the love that is in your life. Valentine's Day isn't just for couples. Remember how much you loved celebrating Valentine's Day as a kid when we used to give out those little corny cards and eating chocolate cupcake decorated with the red hot hearts. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
You could send Valentine's cards to your friends and family like you used to do in elementary school. You could also celebrate the day with the children that are in your life. Kim, are you going to do something special with your children?
Yes, I asked both my children if they would be my Valentine. That's when my daughter hit me with my social life there.
Well, now she's 11. You know, when she was 10, she would have thought that was a great idea. Now she's like,
She's going to be my Valentine. My son already has a prior commitment.
I hope not with his probation officer. No.
No, he said, no thanks, Mom. I already
Well, how old is he now?
He's 12 now.
All right. So, I mean, he doesn't, you know, want to hang out
so
with Mom.
Yeah, I guess.
I know. I can't imagine that. I would think that your son would
Well, at least he's a one-woman kind of man. He's not taking on both of you, so that's a good thing.
I think we'll do something special on Sunday, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because children love it. And now, if you're
He just won't tell anybody.
And you don't have children, but you have a good friend that has children, could you babysit for their kids on that day and let them, that couple go out, that parents who never have time alone, and you spend with their kids and, you know, let them enjoy it. You know, it's nice if you're an aunt and you have, you know, nieces and nephews. It's nice to let the parents go out. You know, that's a really nice gift to give a friend or, you know, and you'll feel loved by the kids. You know, kids will love if you, you know, bake some cupcakes with them, you know, watch a nice movie with them, a fun movie. So, you know, don't forget that there's kids. You could also spend it with your older relatives. You know, you could go visit a great aunt, or in my case, I could go visit my mother. And
I just felt the love come off of that. It was oozing, Cindy.
I know. We could figure out some, you know, you could even go visit a nursing home if you know somebody in it. You know, those people really could use a little loving. And, you know, I used to know when I used to visit my mother-in-law in the nursing home, you would see the people, and they, you know, they'd be excited, and, you know, you wish them a happy Valentine's Day. And, you know, they'd tell you about their husbands or, you know, their children that passed away or whatever. And I kind of felt really grateful that, you know, I wasn't in that nursing home. I wasn't old. But you could see that they had love in their life, and it was something to remember. So we could always think about giving on that day, you know, giving love or doing something special for somebody else on Valentine's Day, rather than sitting and moping. That's what I'm trying to avoid, that kind of syndrome where, you know, you're not with somebody on Valentine's Day and you're going to sit around and mope and feel sorry for yourself, because that's not good.
No.
Now, for some people, if you've been putting off joining an online dating service, you can ask a single friend to sign up for one with you and have fun all year sharing your adventures and misadventures with each other. Sometimes
you can
really
go speed
fun.
Dating.
Speed dating. Yeah, you could do that. That, you know, you can actually, if you look at this as adventures, not as like, oh, God, this is another disastrous way. You know, sometimes life is just funny.
You know, Cindy, with all my tremendous adventures over last year, people laugh, oh, my God, I can't believe somebody like you would do something like this. Somebody like me, I don't really know what that means. But I tell people, even people that come into the salon and or the bar, I said, hey, everybody's got to try it at least once. It's fun. It really is a lot of fun. These things make me laugh, and I meet interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates an atmosphere of making me realize more of what I do want and less of what I don't want.
That's exactly it.
And it's fun, and I'm never afraid of anything. I have no fear, and I'll do pretty much anything. And as far as being in a relationship, yeah, I think I'm ready.
Right, okay,
and
that's
really
what people want to know. You're ready to put your 2 feet in it and see what's there. I mean, it's a little harder for Kim and Nicole now. We have to be honest. They've been doing the radio show for a year. I've known them for months before. They've both read the book, Grant Me a Higher Love. They've both been doing a lot of spiritual reading. And that makes them so they're not just going to, you know, make a lot of mistakes. You know, they're a little bit more discerning. They know about loving heart, soul, mind, and body. So it doesn't take them that long, maybe 5 minutes, to realize sometimes that person's not going to be giving them what they wanted. Maybe it would have taken them 5 months in the past. So, you know, I think that's something that the two of you have learned a lot, don't you think?
Well, I am certainly not perfect, and being in a business where I come across married men 90% of the time, sometimes it's very difficult. It really is. But again, I have to say, well, I don't want to relive the same, you know, patterns that I've been in, and I'm definitely not perfect, but doing the best I can.
Right. So now I want to hear what Nicole, what in the lesbian world, how do women meet each other? I know there's a lot of networking for lesbian women now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever go to any of those networking events?
No, not really. I mean, I hate to say this, and it's so stereotypical, and most of the lesbians that actually listen to this show are probably going to be really mad at me for saying this. But we really don't even need social networks. Once somebody knows that you're gay, it's almost like if you go to at least one gay bar, somebody has about 4 friends that would love to meet you.
Okay.
I kid you not with that. It's like I can literally walk into a bar and, oh, you're single? Oh, I have somebody for you. And it's like everybody just, it's such a small, close-knit community. Everybody knows somebody that wants to talk to you.
Okay. So you don't think that there's a place for those networking and business for lesbians where they can meet each other?
It's not that they're not available. You know, I mean, I've definitely done my share of different, you know, events, you know, that were sponsored, you know, by, you know, the gay and lesbian community. You know, I mean, I've done like a lot of the pride events and things like that, as well as, you know, some of the dating events that they had and the singles tours that they've had, you know, a couple of things that were geared more towards artists and writers and things like that. You know, I've done those things. What I find, though, in that community is that if I actually dove into it a little bit more, I think that I would have probably had about 10 relationships over the last year. You know, I personally have been staying away from that because, you know, I don't want to be with anyone. I want to be with the one. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm just steering clear of places where I'm going to get, you know, that cloud and get caught up in a moment. You know, it's like when that person is supposed to be in my life, I'll know where I'm supposed to be.
Okay. And how about Kim? What are you doing to meet somebody?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily have to meet the one tomorrow.
Okay, so you'll
the next guy, I don't know if he's going to be the one.
But you'd be receptive to dating a nice man.
Absolutely, as long as he's still handsome.
Okay, so in the laws of attraction, those of you who want to be with a soulmate.
I'm not married. I really have to stress that.
Okay, so We want someone who's single. We don't want to say not because, you know, in the laws of attraction, we don't hear the word not. So if you say I don't
want
to
be single. Well, and that's the funny thing. You know, I'm trying to be as natural as I possibly can, and I actually do have an interest in a man. And I wasn't going to give him my phone number, but last week after 3 months, I did finally give him my phone number.
Is he single?
No, he is not.
Oh, so there you are. Because you said, I'm looking for someone who's not married.
True,
the universe heard the married, not the not part.
Right. So,
are you going to go down that route? Are we going to make the same mistake?
I'm going to prefer not to go down the road today.
Okay, because that's a choice. You know, remember our show, the first radio show was that, you know, Martin Luther King said that women have to, he channeled through me to say women have to boycott men. They can't sleep with other women's fiancés or husbands.
I didn't sleep with anybody.
No, but how about go out with?
Haven't gone out with them.
Because, you know, there are exceptions to every rule. As in, you know, he's not just that into you, that movie. He's not, you know, there are
just watching
into rules. Sometimes the married man does leave his wife. But maybe he should leave his wife before he gets involved with you.
He did say a funny thing the other day. He said, you know, I went across this website, and there's a whole website that's just, you know, related to adultery. I'm like, all right. And we just talk. We really just talk. I just gave him my phone number last week after him asking me several times. And he said,
so the universe is hearing commitment phobia on your part. Because if you're choosing a man who's already a committed commitment phobia because he's married but not committed to his marriage,
well,
why are you picking a man who probably won't commit to you?
I didn't pick him. Sometimes things happen naturally. He's picking me.
Okay.
And there's a whole website designed to please have an affair, life is too short. I want people to know this out there. There's actually a website dedicated to having an affair, life is too short.
Well, there's a dedicated to everything, in all honesty.
Well, I don't go on the computer for that. So.
I mean, but basically, if
I have explained to him the story about a woman who fell in love with a married man, and that didn't work out.
And so, again, sometimes women who keep picking married men or men who can't commit have their own issues with commitment, the closet commitment phobic. So we don't want you to become one of those.
No.
So, again, we're always, you know, given a choice. Whether we're going to choose that level of love, which has the potential to really rip your heart out.
I prefer not.
Or to hurt someone else. So, again, we're offered love every day, but is it the
See, so I'm not perfect, everybody, but I'm doing my best. Nothing's
No,
happened.
But again, she's being honest, and again, we're going to be offered love every day. Do we have to accept all of it? If you go in with your eyes wide open, women. You know, if you're going to be involved with a married man, is he going to be the kind of man you're going to trust if he leaves his wife and he marries you? You know, those are things to think about. So, you know, there are exceptions. There are, you know, we all know that God, if you're not in a marriage that's really a heart, soul, mind, body marriage, you are in danger of God bringing a soulmate along to sort of break up that marriage and get you on the right path. But we all know that's not enough for some men to even leave their marriage. They may still choose the lower level of love because it doesn't demand healing. You know, it doesn't demand causing an earthquake and getting out of it or setting
And it costs too much.
So, you know, those are things. So, okay, so we've got, you know, Valentine's Day coming up any day now. Does it make you depressed as it's approaching, or do you not even think about it, you girls?
Well, Valentine's Day is a very big day for me.
It
always has been my whole life. I can't say that that particular day has stood out in my mind with anybody I've ever been with. Perhaps that's why. Am I depressed? No, I would like to have somebody there for Valentine's Day. And, you know, a week and a half is a long time away.
Yeah, I mean, anything can happen.
So I always have hope and everybody
Anything
tells
can happen
me,
when you're single.
Anything
it can happen at
happen.
Any moment. It could happen in Starbucks. It could happen.
I think I'm
going to
go to Starbucks because you said that three times.
Yeah, for some reason, you know, it can happen anywhere. So think about, you know, where you might want to go in the next few weeks or, you know, there's single cruises. There's all kinds of stuff, you know, associated with some money. Those of us, you know, who don't have that kind of money to spend, well, could you figure out some inexpensive thing to do and get yourself out in the world? You could always sign up for courses or, you know, there are workshops on all kinds of spiritual things. And they don't cost much money and you can meet some other love-minded people or if you're into the laws of attraction, go to a seminar that someone's teaching the law of attraction and, you know, you can meet someone there. You know, it's being a little creative in, you know, my worst clients are the ones that live in Manhattan. Now, there's a million things to do in Manhattan. You can do things with money, without money. And these women say there's nowhere to meet men.
In Manhattan?
In Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, is that not absurd? So,
oh, dear.
So, again, is that they're just not seeing? You know, they're so surrounded by stuff they can't see it. And there's a lot of events that go, and you want to go to, you know, if you're on a spiritual path, you might want to get a hold of Creations or Wisdom Magazine, some of those. And
I have a copy of it right here, actually.
Yeah, and they usually list some events that you could go
Cindy,
to.
Cindy, they're also very far.
They're far away?
Oh, God. Well, no, Cindy, let her read them anyway, because Florida Kim is, like, up the street.
Okay.
Everything's really far from me, like 45
minutes. What magazines have in front of you? You have Creation or?
Creations. It's right there, Nick, under the dresser. Right there.
And are they listing events coming up?
There's a lot of events coming up.
Because I list, you know, I'll list events that I'm doing. But the thing about it is if you go to an event, you've got to be open to talking to the people. A lot of people go to these events and they stay in their little corner and they, you know, they don't talk. And, you know, we miss a lot of good people in our lives if we're going to be shy or we're not going to be the one to start the conversation.
Oh, I don't have a problem striking up conversation.
Okay, so what if you could go anywhere in that magazine, is there an event that might interest you?
Oh, my God, there's a retreat for a wild dolphin swim retreat for singles.
All right, there's one right there. If you're into nature,
ooh, 95-foot live aboard a yacht of Bimini.
Wow.
I can't really get away to go to Bimini right now.
All right, but, okay, that's far away. But those are some, okay, how about, you know, they used to have single cruises to nowhere, you know, just kind of went around the Manhattan. I don't know if they have those anymore. But one of the things is just trying to be a little creative in, you know, getting out of your rut. Anything you could do to get out of your rut is, you know, something important. And expanding your friendship base and, you know, just getting yourself out in
you
the
know,
world.
You know, it's funny. I have thousands of friends. Most of them are male. And nobody ever has, like, a friend for me to meet. I don't know why.
Really?
I say to, oh, do you know anybody, you know, that might want to meet me? No. Like, what? You don't know anybody? No. Nobody knows anybody who wants to meet me.
I find that hard to believe.
It's true.
Okay, so, Nicole, we did get an email from a lesbian.
Oh, God, here we go. Am I going to get yelled at?
Saying that you're not the typical lesbian, you know, help us out here. How are you meeting people? Do you get yourself anywhere that you can meet? You were talking about the bars and think, is there, you know, because this girl is saying she's a little shy and had, you know, she doesn't even know how to, like, really let people know she is a lesbian.
Okay, so I'm not getting yelled at. Okay, no, when I was actively going out with, you know, with people, I mean, obviously I've taken some time off of the, you know, of the dating circuit, but, I mean, I was very, very basic about it until I got my close, you know, group of friends. Basically, you know, I did the usual thing. You know, I went out to bars that were, you know, considered alternative. You know, I went to gay bars. I, you know, went to...
Do you have anyone you would recommend? Because this girl was saying, is there any place you would recommend?
You know what? None that are around anymore because I've been out of the scene for a very long time.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, I can tell you one thing. There's going to be actually a Valentine's Day concert. I believe it's over at Queens College. For, you know, basically, you know, gay and lesbian people. And, you know, they're going to have comedians there. They're going to have hypnotists there. You know, different blues bands are going to be there. I believe it's going to be at Queens College. A friend of mine was telling me about it. It's on Valentine's Day, and I think it's called something about the Jesse Show or something like that, and that's at the Cookburg Center in Queens College, and that's on Valentine's Day. I think it starts around 8. So that might be something that she's looking to do. Also, you know what, check out the Long Island Gay and Lesbian websites because they always have events, you know, some of which that I've attended, some of which that I have not
perhaps
attended.
Perhaps this young lady isn't from Long Island.
No, she is.
Ah, that's a good point.
She is from Long Island, actually.
So there you go.
That's why she exactly, you know, she said she's from Long Island. She's young. She's only 19, and she said she's just recently come out of the closet.
Aww.
She had a boyfriend for, like, a couple of years, and, you know, she realizes that she's gay, and, you know, she likes listening to our show because, you know, it gives her confidence. But, again, she's sort of tiptoeing out into this world, and...
No, it's very scary, especially at that age. You know, it's you know, she's young and she doesn't know who's going to accept her and who's not going to accept her. But, you know, she feels very strongly about what she wants to do. So that I completely understand. And, you know, I say again, if, you know, if there are any, you know, young girls out there, you know, go on. I would definitely suggest, you know, Legally, which is, you know, the Long Island Gay and Lesbian Community. And that's a youth group. Okay, and I believe they take, you know, a lot of young people, you know, probably around her age. And, you know, they have a lot of youth things going on where you're constantly meeting people that are gay, that understand what it's like to come out and things like that. And there's a lot of constructive things that that they promote over there. So you can definitely check that out, and you can also check out a couple of the local community things just to find out where you can go.
Right, because she was just saying that you seem to have a lot of courage, and she was wondering if you always felt that way.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
something
not.
Something brought you out of your shell.
Yeah.
You know, confidence. Confidence, definitely. You know, I mean, I happened to get into a position in my life where I was at one time very, very unsure of what I wanted, you know what I mean, especially regarding my sexuality. I, like, forced myself to date guys. You know, and it's like, and I would always tell myself, you know, I'm never going to be, you know, I could never act on these things, and I could never act on these impulses, and, you know, it was, and that's exactly what I chalked it up to, was just impulses. And then finally I had the courage to take a baby step, and then I had the courage to take a couple more steps, and then before I knew it, I, like, jumped off the high dive, and I didn't even check if there was water in the pool, but, you know, I got to a point where I was just like, you know what, this is who I am, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to do to get it.
Well,
and
she wanted to know if lesbians are romantic the way that, you know, she liked her, you know, her heterosexual boyfriend, you know, took her out to dinner and it was
well,
kind of
Cindy, I would have to say that each and every person has their idea of romances, whether you're male or female. And that's just an individual thing.
Right, but she was saying, is it acceptable in the lesbian world to celebrate together Valentine's Day? Is it
absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if she's, I mean,
she just
I know.
No, she seems to be really confused. You know, her, it's like she knew what it was to date a guy and what was acceptable. She's like, I'm not sure if this is like what, you know, she's still expecting to, like, have someone bring her candy or bring someone, you know, flowers. She's like, who brings
flowers?
Oh, that
always happens. You know what? I'm actually, I'm sure that she's probably still listening if she just emailed you. You know what? And this is a very, very true story. A friend of mine, Lorraine, came into my store last week to chit-chat with me a little bit. And she is a lesbian woman that last weekend celebrated her 10th wedding anniversary with her partner. And they're raising two beautiful children together. And, you know, she had left the kids with me so that she can go and shop a little bit. And you know what? She was out planning the most romantic day for her and her partner. And, yes, it's perfectly acceptable. And this is coming from one of those couples that, like I said, she was celebrating her 10th wedding anniversary. Her, you know, she had her commitment ceremony to her partner 10 years ago.
Wow.
Last week. And you know what? They're still in love and they're still together. And, you know, they just really, really just absolutely enjoy one another, love to pamper one another. And it's fabulous, you know. And, you know, sometimes I see them together. It's just kind of like, you know what? One day that's going to be me.
That's exactly her question.
I mean, if she's looking specifically for places to go, I mean, you know what? Check out Kelly's over in Wantagh. You know, I mean, I have been known to go there. And, oh, she's only 19. She can't go there. No, they have good food there during the day, though. So she can go check out.
Can you go there without drinking?
You can go there without drinking earlier in the day. I believe they close it down to just the bar around like 7 or 8 o'clock.
Well, she just emailed back saying you made her, like, happy. Because, you know, she's like, didn't know if this is a whole new alien planet she landed on.
Well, you know what? Cindy, you have my email. Give her my email and tell her if she has any questions, and she can feel free to email me directly.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be more than happy to help her out. And, you know, you can just pass that info along to her.
Good. And so you can see, you know, single on Valentine's Day is something that, you know, is an important thing, that you're able to stand on your own two feet. You know that you can survive. You know that you're a strong person. And really, even if you don't think much of the holiday out there, it is a way of saying, am I in a happy place? Am I, you know, glad that I'm single right now? Or am I glad that I'm in the relationship that I'm in? Or do I need to fix the one that I'm in, you know, or get out of the one that I'm in? Because, you know, without holidays, without Marcus, we'd never know, oh, God, this is another year I'm miserable. Do you know what I mean? It kind of... If we didn't have special days, would we just go on forever, like, in the same place? These things remind us that, you know, life is supposed to be joyful. Change is possible. Change is what I want. You know, in the laws of attraction, you need to visualize yourself with a soulmate who is ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you, and you're able to love and commit back. So, you know, those are important things, you know, and if you haven't done what your ideal soulmate would be like. And, Kim, I don't think he'd included he's married.
No, it has single
arms. Wow, now Cindy's throwing you under the bus.
You know, I'll probably nip that in the bud shortly, but,
I just don't want to see anybody hurt, especially you, because, you know, again, when, you know.
I'm just reminding people out there that there are people out there that are looking for something else. I don't want a married man. I definitely don't want that one. But, you know, I just want to remind men and women that your spouse might be out there looking. Pay attention and love the person that you're with. If you want to be with them and you want them to be with you, just love them with everything you have.
All right. Now, we've got about 10 minutes left. What can we tell people who are in a relationship? How can they make this a really special Valentine's Day? Is there any, like, little pointers we can give if you're in a relationship?
Oh, you know, I think it's very romantic if you know, how the beginning of the relationship, you pick out a song. Pick out a song for your partner again. Pick out something new on the radio or, you know, something you've heard.
Could you
very
make
romantic.
A CD of romantic music? That's always a great thing to do.
If
and it's
you
so
can
easy
do
now
that.
With iTunes to pick out some of your favorite songs and make that sort of romantic CD or put it on their iPod. You know, that's a really inexpensive and really fun thing that you could do for your mate. Could you buy some pretty lingerie, women out there?
That's kind of self-serving, I think. But
I think if your partner enjoys that, you know,
right.
I mean, if they don't care about
it. If your wife does not wear lingerie, don't buy it.
Right, but if she likes it or if you like to wear it.
If she likes cozy flannel pajamas, get her those.
That's true. That's always a nice thing, too. And could you pick out a card with care instead of, like, the men, they run in and, you know, they pick a card, and, like, one of my clients said, yeah, last year I picked out a card, he didn't even read it. It said, to my mother, happy Valentine's Day. She said, did you read this card? He goes, yeah, it took me a long time to pick it out, you know. She says, really? How about this, to my mother, happy Valentine's Day. She said, at least
you know, something written in the card, not just love me.
Well, how about this? How about don't go out and buy a card? How about go to the same card store, pick up a pack of construction paper, and make your husband or your wife a card?
That would be wonderful. And you personalize it, or you can make a card on the computer. You know, my father was big at making computer cards, and he would, you know, pick a picture and write a poem or search for a quote that was romantic and put it on the back or the front and put a picture of them when they first got married or a picture. You know, it took him time to make that card, and it was really special. And, you know, he's old already when he picked up the computer. So you're never too old to pick up a computer skill to make cards. It's a fun
thing.
This
is true. And you know how we all have our law of attraction lists of the people that we desire to have in our lives? Perhaps it's time to tell the person that we're with handwritten the 20 top reasons why I love you.
That would be wonderful. And, you know, that always makes someone feel special. Because after a while, when you've been with someone for a while, you're wondering, do they still think I'm special? Do they still, you know, if they could choose again, would you choose me? You know, that would be nice if you could let someone know why you would choose them or why you love them more than you did before.
That would blow me away.
And those are things, we're not talking about spending money because, you know, of course you can buy a big diamond or whatever, a big jewelry, and that's always nice, too. We're not knocking that. But, you know, if your money's a little tight, and it is for a lot of people right now, then we have to be a little more creative in those gift givings and, you know, come up with something creative. And
well, they have little love coupons you can make. I've done that in the past.
Oh, that's a good one.
You just take, strips of paper, and you write, you know, I mean, mine was sometimes provocative.
But that
perhaps
would be good.
A lot of things with you are provocative, Kim.
Well, I'm very giving in that nature.
Well, that would be good.
Nobody was ever disappointed in that area.
I think men would appreciate those little coupon books. And
right.
Women.
I mean, for women, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, X-rated, but, you know, an evening of the best lovemaking ever. Use your humor or, you know, it's solely about you this evening, so whatever you want, you know.
Well, that would be nice for men to do that because, you know, lots of times, you know, men forget that women would like an evening that's, you know, about them. You know, concentrating a little bit more on, you know, making love, not rushing. You could schedule an affair with your mate, you know, set that evening aside, make it wonderful.
Well, you know, you do role-playing. I always say, you know, meet your spouse out in a bar. Meet up there and act like strangers. That's kind of fun. Just some fun stuff.
Well, that's
something
right.
Different.
So that you don't feel bored or stuck or stifled. So, again, these are just coming up with, if you're blessed to be in a relationship, like, treat it as if you're blessed. And if it's not a relationship that you want to be in, can you vow by next year, if I can't fix it, I'm going to leave it? You can't, you know, to do nothing, to be in these relationships that go nowhere, you don't make them better, you don't make them worse, but you just, you know, you just sort of stay and do nothing. Very negative karma. So, you know, think about putting some zest or pizzazz back into that marriage or that relationship.
I have to say, by next year when I do have my relationship, that man is going to be a very lucky man.
I'm very tired.
Well, that's the point. When you've gone for a period without, you know, having a lover or someone to care for, you really do appreciate when that gift is given. You know, you've been. And that's part of why God keeps us a little bit hanging from that cross a little bit longer than we might want to be if it's hard for you to be single. It's just that when it comes, it's just that much sweeter and that much more to be appreciated, not taken for granted. It's so easy to just take it for granted. And, you know, I had a wonderful client today, a beautiful woman. She's like maybe 33, and she's been with the same guy since she's 16. And, you know, now they're married. It's stale, and they don't have kids yet, and it's, you're too young to be stale at 33. You know, it's bring back that love and that desire back into that relationship. It does take a little work and a little bit of, you know, letting go of anger issues. You know,
work, desire, imagination, and it takes both people, Cindy.
It does. And again, when you're young, you know, upwardly mobile couple, and you're both working 1,000 gazillion hours, and you've got that house, and you've got all the, you know, the accoutrements and all the expense and all the taking care of. Sometimes people forget, you know, life is nice when you're also simple. So bring it back to the house is nice, but, you know, if you don't have any time to make love and enjoy it, it's not so great. So don't get so, you know, that's what she felt like. They're so, you know, with all the trappings, and they're forgetting that, you know, a home is a place to be loving and not just to care for and take care of. So we have a few minutes left. Nicole, is there something you want to be telling those listeners out there who want to be knowing how you're going to be spending your Valentine's Day? Could you give any specifics?
I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing on Valentine's Day, but I'm just going to tell everybody out there what I kind of, you know, allude to just about on every show. Love is going to come into your life. First, you have to love you. And if you're not going to spend that, you know, Valentine's Day with, you know, somebody romantically, then just because it's Valentine's Day does not mean that you're only celebrating romantic love. Pick some of the best people that you have in your life that make you feel, you know, like $1 million, with or without that other person in your life. And spend it with them and show care and show them love and let them show that love to you, because you know what? It's about love. It's not necessarily about romantic love. It's about all love on Valentine's Day. So love yourself first, love your friends, and if you're not with anybody, then don't worry about it. Don't fret. Love is going to come your way.
And how about Kim? You said you'd spend it with your daughter.
I'm going to spend it with both my children.
Okay, both your children.
And we'll do something very special. And I do have to say that in this Creations magazine, somebody actually gave this to me. This is a South Shore magazine.
Sure.
And there's an article, Desperately Seeking Unconditional Love, and somebody actually gave that to me because I'm all about the love. Everybody knows that. They hear me say it every day, and it's really nice to hear it back. And,
that's right. So those kinds of things, when someone hands you something or gives you something, like a book to read or an article, that's, you know, usually some divine guidance coming their way. So pay attention what was given to you about that, you know, desperately seeking unconditional love. So that's something for all of us to strive for and hope for. Valentine's Day is one of those moments that, you know, we take time to appreciate the love that's in our life, to appreciate the love that's going to be coming. I know there's a great song out there by, I think it's Michael Bublé, that, you know, he's thinking about his soulmate. He just hasn't met her yet. Did you hear that song?
Yeah, that's a great song.
So, again, maybe you can play it that, you know, and put that in your mind. You know, your soulmate is definitely out there. We have many of them, and, you know, we want the one that's really going to serve our highest need and highest good right now at this particular moment in time. So, you know, we're wishing all of you a very happy Valentine's Day. As far as Nicole, a shout-out for anybody tonight?
I just want to thank all of our listeners and all the people that were in the chat room this evening. And you know what? A special shout-out to that 19-year-old that just emailed you. Honey,
right.
Don't worry about it. It'll be okay.
Right. And Kim, shout-out?
Yes, I want to tell everybody thank you so much. I'm sorry to everybody this week that everybody's going through this winter blues kind of thing, because that's where I think it's coming from. Sorry, can't be that for everybody. And to my special friend who's going to NASCAR on Valentine's Day, sorry, couldn't make it. I don't think your wife would have liked me there. I'm only kidding. Have a good time at the races, and happy Valentine's Day. It is a week away, week and a half away.
Right, we just wanted to get some ideas so people could be thinking of things to do.
Yes,
if
the universe has somebody special to send me for that day, I would truly appreciate that. And
well,
you
already have another Valentine.
I love you all.
Okay, we'll speak to everybody soon, and Think about ways to spend Valentine's Day with those you love. Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good night.